Welcome to Hope is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope is Here. My name is Greg Horn. We are continuing our conversation with author Dr. Nancy Meyer on her new book called Defying Fear, Finding the Courage to Embrace Your True Value. And it's actually a fictional story, but it's been it was inspired by a compilation of true events, a part of it even her own life story, just encouraging people to defy their fear in their own lives by embracing their true value, focusing on a spiritual, emotional, and physical practice. And you know, that's one of the things that I think that I've been learning later in life, Dr. Meyer, is that, you know, there's so many different boxes, and there's obviously the spiritual box that God, a God's eye shape hole in all of us, but man, those emotional, physical, and mental boxes and practices in our life, those are also huge, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and also a lot of people don't realize stress is not just bad stuff. They think it's only bad. It's not. I mean, like getting a new house is great, but it is very stressful. Getting married is great, hopefully, but it's still going to be very stressful. Getting a new job's good, but it's stressful. So that's the thing is how do you manage that? I know people that love their job, but it's really, really stressful. So how do you manage that and do the physical stuff as far as exercise and stuff you can do? And a lot of people think you don't have to do a half Ironman to relieve the stress, but you do need to find something that relieves the stress. It can be gardening. I like to encourage people, even walking or whatever it is. I would say basket weaving. I don't care. Just find something that relieves the stress. It could be good if it's a physical thing to help relieve that cortisone in your body. But find something that you like, that you enjoy, and do it with someone else that helps hold you accountable too.
Yeah, it's one of the things I'm finding when you do something together with somebody else. I think, you know, obviously Jesus could have saved the world by himself, but he chose 12 guys. But even out of those 12, there was three, Peter, James, and John, that were kind of his guys and that he did life intimately with. And if you're going to do exercise or have accountability and doing things to grow in your life, it helps to do it with somebody else, doesn't it?
Yes, yes. So this last half Ironman I was training for, I got up at 6 a.m., which I had never gotten up that early before to run. And the cold temperature, coldest I've ever ran was 40 degrees. Well, we ran some days, it was 24. And I was like, oh my God, what is wrong with me? But I ran with people like half my age almost. But I tell you what, I thought, you know, I'm doing it to get in shape. I enjoyed just the camaraderie and just being with other fellow believers. They were believers too. And it just made such a difference. And it was just, I look forward to getting up at 6 in the morning. What is wrong with me? But anyway, it was great. I mean, you run 5 miles, 6 miles, whatever it was, and you just felt rejuvenated for the whole day.
Well, I've not done it myself, but I've had friends that, you know, they have been runners, and they share the same exact thing. You know, it was doing it together with somebody else, and days you want to hit that snooze alarm, you're like, nope, you know, I can't let other people down. So I want to encourage you to remember to do things with people and do them in groups, and don't try to do it by yourself because you will get discouraged. The basis of your book does involve a topic we talked about yesterday about people experiencing domestic violence. 35% of women experience that. You also shared, you know, an interesting quote that actually almost 29% of men also experience that. If you missed yesterday's program and you've struggled with that or you know somebody has, really would encourage you to go to our website, hopeishere.today.org. That's hopeishere.today.org, and check out that 14-minute program yesterday with Dr. Meyer. But another statistic that you shared with me is that 31% of people experience anxiety. Talk a little bit about how, you know, maybe this book here, Defying Fear, might be able to help people that are struggling with anxiety.
Well, I'll tell you one thing is I actually had 6 ulcers when I was a freshman in high school or in college, freshman college. And the doctor thought I was an alcoholic, you know, but I never drank. But I was, you know, the number one loser. I got everybody beat for stress. And that's why that whole anxiety thing, and you internalize it and stuff, that's why you have to, one is talk to other people, you know, just like suicide and stuff too. Talk to other people. You're not alone. You think you are. But you need to talk to other people and share your story. And people will embrace you and love you, but you got to give them the opportunity to be loved. But God will place somebody there for you. And that's why anxiety is huge. And the saddest part is we don't talk about it.
so powerful. I have this acronym with HOPE that I give when I give the talk about trying to, you know, prevent suicide. And it's acronym H-O-P-E. H is hold on, but the letter O. And I tell them the most important is open up to at least one other person. Mm-hmm. Have you found that to be true?
Oh, yes, definitely. And I mean, that's why you find a support group. And if you don't have one, you know, walk outside, find somebody. You will be amazed. God will place somebody there. Go to a church. Go to, you know, wherever it is, but go to your website and look for HOPE. There's HOPE. I mean, what a better thing could be than having HOPE for a name of a program. I mean, there is HOPE out there, but we forget that. And also the world does not want you to know that. They don't want you to, they want you to feel isolated by yourself, lonely, afraid, but get out and have HOPE and find someone to love you and cherish you.
Well, that's what the enemy does. He loves to isolate us. Right. And one of the things I love that, you know, we know 911 when you have an emergency, but just a year ago, now there's a three-digit text, 988. So if you're having suicidal thoughts or struggling with anxiety, any type of mental health issue, you can text 988 and there will be somebody there on the other end. And then if you'd like to physically talk to somebody, they'll provide a phone number. It's 1-800-273-TALK. That's 1-800-273-TALK, but 988, I encourage people to put that in their phone if you have any mental health challenge, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, to just text 988. There'll be somebody there for you. One of the things I thought was just so strong about your story and your book, Defying Fear, you know, you were a product of domestic violence. You include several other stories. This is a fictional book, but they're based off some true stories of other women. But one thing that was so powerful to me, and we were talking earlier today, you said, you know, but I want people to know I'm not a victim.
Yeah.
Talk about that.
I'm not a victim. I'm a victor. And people always want to say that, and I think, too, the first thing you have to realize is you're not a victim. God loves you, cherishes you, and wants you to be happy. So you have to, you may be in a situation where you're being a victim, but that does not make you a victim. So you have to choose what you want to be. Now, that's not always easy, and you may not see a way out, but there is someone there calling the number that you said. I'm going to the website. But you have to choose. I've talked to people, and they'll say, hey, you need to talk to them. They're in a bad situation. But the first thing I say to them is, do you want to get out? And they're like, well, yeah. I'm like, no, do you want to? Because you can say you want to, but whether you do or not, and it's taking that first step, and it is scary. Because first you have to learn to value yourself. Do you deserve to be happy, deserve to be loved? Until you value yourself, you will never, ever get out of that situation. Because you have courage already, but it's embracing your value yourself that God's given you.
Well, and, you know, it sounds kind of, you know, like, no, that can't be true, but I found my life that once you face that fear, and it can be overwhelming, but there's such freedom that happens. Have you found that to be true?
Yes. What is the, then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free, which is John 8:32, right? So I remember when something happened to me, I was like, oh man, I can't, you know, I can't tell anybody about this, what will happen, stuff. Then I realized, you know what? I have to just, if it happens and it comes out, just tell the truth. Just tell the truth. The truth will set you free. Because Satan wants you to keep that in, not tell that, hey, I'm going through this abusive relationship or whatever it is. Satan wants you to not tell anybody. He wants that to hold that against you. He wants to hold you down. So if you say, no, I'm going to let it out if I need to, then you're free. I mean, whatever it is that you're doing, whatever you're doing that you don't feel is maybe right or biblical or whatever, whatever you feel in your heart, you know what's right or wrong. Whatever you feel, if that's not right, then just admit it, confess it, and move on. God's already done with it, but you just got to bring it to him.
Such good stuff. If you just tuned in, we're talking with Dr. Nancy Myers. She has a wonderful new book called Defying Fear, Finding the Courage to Embrace Your True Value. And you got a quote by Emery Austin that I really appreciated because, you know, some days we don't really feel like praising God or singing, but sometimes we got to press through. Share that quote.
Yeah, so it says, some days, one second here, sorry. Some days there won't be a song in your heart, but sing anyway. I always tell people too, I cannot sing a lick, but I sing all the time. That's why God gave us volume. But you know what? To God, it's a joyful song, and to your heart, it will be too. And even though you sometimes do not feel like singing at all, just sing. And it's amazing how much better you feel and how much your heart will feel better just singing. That's what I do when I run a lot. I put my music in and just praise the Lord, listen to the music. And boy, is that just rejuvenating to me.
Well, I found in my life, and, you know, it doesn't sound manly, but there's been times where, you know, I've known I'm supposed to. The Bible talks about, you know, to give thanks in all circumstances, and, you know, not for them necessarily, but in them. And I've been singing praise and worship and driving down the road, and there'll be tears rolling down my face because my heart hurts so much for a situation. Yet there's also a healing process starts, or health through that. So I appreciate that you shared that. And, you know, man, find your favorite worship tunes and get your worship on, right?
That's right. That's right. And I actually think it is very manly to cry. I think we're told that men aren't supposed to cry. But you know what? Part of healing is crying for anybody and stuff. And I think most women appreciate a man that can cry, too, and share that.
I appreciate that. You're the better athlete doing these triathlons and things. And so I love the discipline that you have. And one of the quotes you shared with me I thought was so great. You said 100% of women and men are more valuable than they believe. So, you know, you came off just a really, really bad domestic violence situation. And yet now you're running these races. You're a chiropractor. Now you're even an author. And yet you said, I'm not a victim. But speak to that person right now. It just feels like they just don't have any value.
So, God loves you. He actually died on the cross for you. I mean, can you imagine that? Died? I used to say with my kids, if my kids had to die to save the world, we'd all be in trouble. Because I'd be like, nope. But God actually died on the cross for us. A brutal death for us. For someone that didn't deserve it. That we didn't do anything for it. He just died for us. And he's forgotten anything we've done that we should have, could or should or whatever it is. He's forgotten all that. He loves us. He wants us to come home to him and go into his arms. And just, we should just accept that. And then that's where you find your values, through God. Not through triathlons. Not through a book. Not through doing an interview. But actually from him. That's where our true value is. Not from our house we have. And then once you do that, then you'll embrace your true value. And then you'll actually accomplish more than you ever can. I know so many women, prominent business women, that don't do even activities. You think, oh, they're fine and stuff, but they don't embrace their own value enough. One just told me this the other day. She goes, I never embraced my value enough to pursue that career with it. And she's successful. So you look at her, why not? Well, people, we just don't embrace our value to trust God to do what he wants to do in our lives.
Amen and amen. And, you know, one of my favorite Bible verses is also one of yours when, you know, sometimes like, God, I just don't know how to get started. People are listening. But Philippians 4:13 is kind of one of your go-to verses, too. Share that with somebody that maybe needs to hear that today.
For I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I'm a living testimony of that with my triathlons. I mean, there's no way. I couldn't swim or run before. How in the world can I do, you know, that much? So I'm, like I said, he used me, and I mean, I laugh even now when I think about it, to be ranked 7th in the state of Virginia from just starting 2 years. I mean, what in the world? How can that be? But God can do all things.
How old were you when you started this 2 years ago?
I started, I was 53. So I'm 55 now. Yeah.
That was in yesterday's program. So in case you missed that, 53 and started, had not swam before and started this, and now ranked 7th in the state. So love that. Wow. Unfortunately, we are almost out of time. If people want to get a copy of this wonderful book called Defying Fear, Finding the Courage to Embrace Your True Value, what's the best way for people to do that, Nancy?
They can go to their local bookstore, or they can go online to anywhere sold online. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, ChristianStore.com. And then go to my website, too, DrNancyMeyer.com. And then all the links are there, too. And they also can get a free PDF there, too, if they like.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, that's a nice added bonus there. Well, I want to encourage you, you may be driving, so the podcast copy will have all that information. Her website is DrNancyMeyer.com. That's M-E-Y-E-R. But if you're looking for a good read this year, it's a fictional story, but it's based on a compilation of true events. I think you would really, really be blessed, encouraged by it. So check out, get a copy today of Defying Fear, Finding the Courage to Embrace Your True Value. For author and chiropractor and triathlete Dr. Nancy Meyer, I'm Greg Horn. And this is Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. We have been blessed by one of our faithful listeners and ministry partners to be offered a $10,000 matching gift this summer through August 31st. If you have been blessed by Hope Is Here Ministries, would you consider making a donation this summer? Please go to our website, hopeishere.today, to make a secure online donation or to mail a check. All donations are tax deductible and greatly appreciated. Please make your donation today to help us fully utilize this $10,000 matching grant at hopeishere.today. Thank you.